St. Ambrose died in 397 AD. He was a Roman official in Milan, and for quite a while, he was not a Christian. Eventually, he was persuaded and he became a catechumen, meaning someone preparing for baptism, learning more about the faith, even though he was already highly educated, already knew much about the Christian faith. The Bishop of Milan died, and a new one was needed. And of course, at that time, bishops were selected by the local church, the local people, the priests. And as the people met at church in Milan, 1600 years ago, they began discussing who will be our new bishop. Ambrose was there as well. And suddenly, a chant, like at a Super Bowl stadium, began to foment up among the crowds as everyone joined in unison, first whispering and then saying, "Who do we want? Ambrose, 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 Ambrose. We want Ambrose." He wasn't even baptized yet. Ambrose became Bishop of Milan. He was baptized and ordained immediately and thrust into that great seat of responsibility. Wow. Now, Ambrose was given many human gifts by the Lord as a governor, administrator, and he became a holy Christian very quickly. But can you imagine being not even baptized yet and given a place of great authority in the church to govern over God's people? Of course, Ambrose, because of his preaching and teaching, helped to convert the great St. Augustine a few years later, who came to hear him in Milan. Ambrose needed a lot of hope to be able to fill those shoes. He needed hope to trust that God would be faithful to him, not just now, but in the future. The theological virtue of hope has to do with trusting God when I can't see the future. And so in this Advent season, we ask for a new gift of hope, that we who do not see the future, we do not see heaven yet, we cannot see God face to face, that we can be strengthened in our journey to know that God is with us, Emmanuel, that he will take care of us even when the task ahead of us sometimes seems impossible. How will I get through this next week? How will I get through this next year with all I have to do, with all these decisions to make? God, are you with me? Are you helping me now? And will you help me in the future, even if things get worse? That's what hope is all about. That's why we have this Advent season. The two blind men who followed Jesus, they literally could not see. And yet they had great hope that this Jesus, the Son of David, could help them. They believed and they hoped that he does have the power to do this. And their hope was not disappointed. Jesus touched their eyes and says, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." This Advent season, these next 3 weeks or so until Christmas, we ask in this Eucharist for a deeper outpouring of hope. That as God has put us in different situations in our lives, as he's given us different responsibilities, entrusted people to us, friends, relatives, fellow parishioners, he's given us our mission. We ask that hope that even though we cannot see how things will turn out, even though we cannot see the future, that we'll be firm and stable in hope, that Emmanuel is still with us.